With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. School libraries in Wisconsin are getting a record amount of funding this year from the Common School Fund. The fund was created in 1848 with the selling of nearly 1.5 million acres of land. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The money the Northland Pines School District gets from the Common School Fund is pretty much the entire budget for its libraries. Library Director Yone Davis says she has watched the Common School Fund grow in the 16 years she's worked in the library. This has helped the district keep the library stocked with the latest books and stay up to date with technology.
The library is your hub for a lot of kids. It's that safe space, especially in the middle and high school. We also support the classrooms and the teachers. We provide the books for different lessons or research or the databases. We can help guide or support lessons in research and research skills. So we kind of fit a ton of roles that can support the classroom and the kids.
This school year's payout from the Common School Fund was a record-setting $73.5 million. Secretary of State Sarah Goldlewski visited the Eagle River Elementary School Library and others across the state to meet with students and present checks.
What do you hope your librarian buys with this money for your school library? What requests do you have for her? Because she's listening. So what would you like? Yeah, what would you like?
More audiobooks.
Okay. Goldlewski says the state's been able to increase the fund by diversifying its assets.
At a time when we're seeing that school districts are being asked to do more with less, you know, right here, we have seen two recent referendas. We want to make sure we are sharing with folks about the Common School Fund and providing over $100,000 to the school library so they can buy books and technology. We know it is a really important thing because it's setting our kids up for success.
Local school districts received anywhere from $9,000 to more than $200,000 from the Common School Fund this year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Eagle River.
Concerns about a possible dam failure have eased in northeast Wisconsin, where heavy downpours Monday evening caused flooding. The National Weather Service had issued a flood warning over concerns the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River might fail. Conditions have improved and that warning has expired. The dam is holding thanks to the effort of over 75 people using sandbags to try to improve the condition of the dam. Zach Van Asten is the director of Waupaca County Emergency Management.
We've created embankments around the edges of the dam to stop that from cresting and going around, or pushing around it, I should say. I'm happy again to report that's holding. Our efforts are working, and we've probably hauled in 12 to 15 truckloads per side of that dam right now.
Just to the northwest of Big Falls, in a town called Marion, flood damage occurred to many streets and houses, with some residents evacuating their homes Monday night and Tuesday morning. The dam in Marion was pressured but also held up. Marion Mayor Chris Gokey assured residents Tuesday the situation is under control.
We're dealing with a lot of water here, but the dam's in great shape. We're actually gaining ground now where the water's starting to drop.
Other areas affected were Tigerton, Split Rock, and Little Falls. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The National Weather Service confirms a tornado touchdown near Gilman, a village of about 380 people in northwestern Wisconsin's Taylor County. Jeff Boyne, a meteorologist in the National Weather Service's La Crosse office, said the damage Monday night was minor. The Weather Service was still working to determine the tornado's rating. Another Northwood sheriff announces plans to retire. Iron County Sheriff Paul Samardich says after much consideration with his family, he will retire at the end of his current term. He expressed gratitude to the citizens of Iron County for the trust they placed in him for his terms as sheriff. Samardich has served Iron County for 32 years, including the last eight as sheriff. The sheriffs of Langlade and Lincoln counties also recently announced plans to retire when their current terms conclude. Bears out looking for food can be a problem, especially in the spring. People can create the potential for conflict if they are not careful with food sources. The DNR says to never feed or approach bears. Feeding them can cause bears to associate people with food and can draw them back to the same area. They say to secure food, garbage, and recycling. Remove bird feeders when bears are active and never leave pet food outside. They also recommend cleaning grills and storing them inside. If you encounter a bear, don't run. Instead, you should wave your arms and make loud noises. Never corner a bear. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.